This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wednesday, where are we? No, what's today? Today's Tuesday? Tuesday, right? Huh. Okay, where am I? I'm in a time warp here in some way, some stage of my life where time is not that important. It is only important for me to be able to get things done here in the time we have together. I have to watch the clock and make sure everybody's in line. But in terms of time, one day seems to be the same as the next for the most part. And I think that's good, a manner of speaking, although our lives are a lot different now. It's different in the summer than it is in the winter. Yes, that sort of thing. The days are longer in terms of daylight. But when I look back at the experiences that I have, most of my days are pretty uniform. Do the radio program, certainly most of the year working on the farm. And that has been something that's been a blessing for me because most people, Victoria, haven't had that experience. They haven't been able to live their lives normally. And I suggest that some people's lives will never go back to the old normal, and that it'll be a year or so before we get into what is really the new normal. If you listen to Fauci, he says there's going to be a COVID around forever. It won't be eradicated. And the people that talk about the flu shots, you know, Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors involved in the program, says that he looks back at all of the things that we've gotten, all the flu vaccines that have been applied over the last 10-12 years, and most of them have not really done the job because what they built the virus, the antibodies around, were viruses that mutated and changed, and so they didn't do any good for the most part. Yeah, if you have a good, strong immune system, and we keep harping on that, you've changed your diet, I think, somewhat, haven't you? Or you seem to be more interested in your immune system than you used to be in an active sense. I think you've always been conscious of it, but do you think that that's an accurate statement, that you're more conscious of your immune system and keeping it tuned up?
Well, I have asthma, and so that, you know, that puts me at a higher risk for having complications from COVID. So yeah. I've added elderberry to my daily regimen. Yeah. So 300 milligrams of elderberry, and there's a lot of science behind that, that's kind of like the magic amount as well. So I've added that on a daily basis. I've been doing that for probably 2 months now. Mm-hmm. I've upped my vitamin C. And everything else, I've been on a really strong fish oil and things like that. So I've been on a pretty good regimen of daily vitamins and supplements. So I feel, you know, I have sinus issues that, like, I just get no matter what. It doesn't matter, you know, what's happening in the world. I will always probably have sinus problems. But other than that, I've been focusing on that. I've almost tripled my probiotics. So that's probably the biggest change that I've made. But
there's
probiotics
a product for sinus called Sinus. I think it's company's called Red X or something like that. I know I've had it and I take it. I don't have the same issues you do. But I find that there are a lot of ingredients in it that are just basically good for lungs, breathing, that kind of stuff. Huh. And we all need that somehow. So I'll give you more info on it. The test data that we've been talking about, wondering whether it's any good or not, we were just talking about temperatures and how you can really use temperature as a guide because you really can't. Everybody's temperature is different. So the food and druggies have announced that companies selling the antibody tests have to submit data proving that they are accurate in the next week or so, or they're going to make you take them out of the market.
Yeah, so there are so many that are not accurate. And we were just talking about this not long ago that, you know, in the state of New York, that's the hardest hit in the country. And the state of New York has actually developed with Dr. Zucker, who is the official doctor of the state, whatever that title is, he has developed
the big wig.
Yeah, he's the head of the health department. He has developed with the state of New York and all the independent labs that are in New York, they've developed their own antibody test, and it apparently has like a 99 point something accuracy rate, which is a lot higher than the other antibody tests that are being used around the country. So that's part of the problem. All these independent labs have come out. They've made their own tests. People are buying them online. People are going to doctors' offices and clinics to get them. And every single one of them has a different result. So
how to not feel better after you go through something like that?
Well, again, there isn't a set standard, and we're the only country, and you know, and I know Jen, we were talking about this, you know, in the last hour. Jen, you know, feels that the federal government has done everything that they can do. I disagree. I think that we have had mixed messages on an almost daily basis. We have not had a single standard, a scientific standard. You know, it's like when you learn biology as a kid, you have your control, and we're the only country that has used multiple tests.
We are way too political here. Everything is now about politics. This disease is not about politics. This disease is, well, the politics, the connection between us and the Chinese, maybe that's somewhat political, but in terms of how it's treated, to make this a political thing, and that's what a lot of the people that stir the pot try to do, whether it's television or radio or in print, all these people that are such, they're fools, because they're knocking down the very sustenance without having the support. You know, a lot of the people that are advertisers or a lot of people that are, you know, patrons of getting this thing fixed, if you take a political point of view, they just back away. They don't want to be involved in the politics of this. It has become nonsensical. Everything in our life is political? No, it's not. This is a practical problem that needs to be solved by the nation's and the world's best minds. And who gives a damn what your politics are? Fix the problem. That's your job. Not to be pointing fingers at this one or that one, because you don't get anything accomplished that way. So, you know, leadership is a very difficult thing. Excuse me, it is. Difficult to recognize, sometimes difficult to employ. But for where we are right now, there's no excuse. If you want to point fingers, go back however many years it's been since whatever leader made it easy, or leaders made it easy for the Chinese to take over the business world. That's who you should be pointing a finger at, because if you want to blame, you know, it's all about profits in the boardroom, which is great. You know, if you have stock in a company and you want to make things cheaper and bring more money to the bottom line, that's your job. But at some point,
that's got to be colored. Yeah, I agree with you that I think that we do and should take a hard look at our businesses with China. The problem, though, is that you're looking at decades and decades of supply chains being established, and this is not something that you can just
overnight
flip the switch and and then poof, we're no longer in China.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I do wish that, and I hope in the future that we start dismantling those supply chains while building other new ones. But you know, at the same time,
America,
if
will
we really
never
yanked the cord out of what we have in China, part of our food chain would shut down. All of our electronics would no longer work. I mean, it would be a complete blackout. We would be like North Korea.
If you really want to, if you're serious wearing your MAGA hat, you want to make America great again, then the first thing that those of you who believe that that's a fabulous statement and you want to support that thinking, I have no problem with making America great again, you're not going to do it following the path that we're following right now. Unless you yank us, or unless you make it serious, the consequences of doing business with China does not help make America great again. America is not great because of our giving over to corporate entities that want to do business on the cheap. Doing good business, healthy business, strong business can be achieved, as we have seen in this country in many different ways, without being dependent on a bunch of thugs and thieves and liars and cheats, which is what we have in China. So,
I think it's pretty telling that, you know, we can't even, and Governor Cuomo has been going on and on about this, and I agree with him for, you know, the last 2 or 3 months he's been saying since this all began. You know, the great irony is that China created this.
Yeah.
Whether however you believe it came from China, okay? We all can agree it came from China. So it came from China, and then, like he said, the terrible irony in this is that we also had to turn to them for help with ventilators, because we don't make ventilators, we don't make PPE, we don't make masks, we don't make gowns.
It's shameful.
We don't make any of that.
It's disgusting.
I think that we should be starting to make
that
stuff.
We were the leader of the world in every sense, and now we aren't. We're just a bunch of two-bit users of somebody else's crap. That's all it is. Food, whatever, however you want to slice it. The food thing is becoming really serious. And I think of all the things that we've seen in the supply chain where people are learning fast, it's the food chain. And the American family farmer may face, I was worried for a while that we would see the demise of the American family farmer. I think this has brought us back around in a wholesale way, Victoria, seeing about the food supply, how the local farmers have it all over the big giant ag conglomerates, all over in terms of quality.
And well, the small family farmer has an advantage, and I know I sent you that one story about some upstate New York farms.
Yeah.
The factory farms in the city in upstate New York have closed down essentially because they don't have restaurants and they don't have those clients anymore. Well, the family farmer has an advantage because they can go right to the farmer's market. On the weekends, now that things are starting to open up, people can call up the local dairy and say, hey, can I get a delivery? And local dairies are starting to do that.
Yep.
So they have the flexibility,
which
is giving them
new
a big
again.
Advantage. Yeah.
That's
it's true. It's very true.
And by the way, that holds true if I can do a little crowing about our business. Listeners to this program up about 25%. We have about 25% more listeners across the board than we did 6 months ago. And it's not necessarily newer stations. It's people listening, paying attention. They want to find out what's going on, what the latest is, discussion of the latest news, sort of a report card, if you will. We are craving information, all of us, because we've been locked down. And, you know, you can easily be put to sleep by what's on television. And so I think it's kind of cool that people are responding. It's kind of like farming. You know, the two businesses that I've been in all of my life have always been in the top 10 list of the most difficult businesses to be in. But in this circumstance we find ourselves in, this business, farming and things that are related, are finding a resurgence of interest. And I'm certainly thankful for that. This is the DJV program. Don't forget our daily clip of the day. Little Richard is the focus of our clip that's up there right now. I'll have another one later in the day. Clip of the day is something that is just a piece, a little snippet of a conversation, maybe a fun conversation the three of us have. You'll find it at djvshow.com, where you also will find the daily broadcast of the whole show repeated. It just continues all day long on that same loop the whole show, so you can, if you don't get the whole thing at once early on, you can catch it later in the day. That's all at djvshow.com. New study finding association between how low levels of vitamin D and people getting COVID-19. Here's yet another thing for us to think about. So the mortality rates here in America and other countries are affected by how much vitamin D you have in your system. That's why I asked you what I did a few minutes ago, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
How much vitamin D you have, and by your weight. Those are the two predicators. If you really dig into the weeds and you talk to guys like Fauci or people who are experts, they'll tell you that the weaknesses that most of the people have are a result of not having enough vitamin D in their system or being overweight or both. So we have a lot of conversation here about how to lose weight with Calitrin. And now looking at the info that's around when it comes to vitamin D, there are certainly, in terms of supplements, a lot of reasons for you to pay attention to Purity products and their advanced vitamin D product. It's formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus magnesium and zinc and boron, all very important for your immune system. And a strong immune system is the way you keep yourself away from COVID-19. So go to PurityD.com to order it. That's PurityD.com. DJV code. You buy it for $19.95 and get free shipping.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Combo, Victoria. It's the DJV program, music in this hour. Every hour, for this portion of the hour, we have a focus on musical stars, musical stories. This is Dion, as in Dion of the Belmonts, Dion DiMucci. He's recruited Billy Gibbons. Those of you who know ZZ Top know who Billy Gibbons is. There's a new video that he and Dion have done called Bam Bang Boom. That's the latest song from his upcoming All-Star LP, Blues with Friends. For the video finds Dion and Billy Gibbons performing this cut from their quarantine facilities. The track is an ode to Dion's wife, Susan, whom he met back in 1963. He said, this is another song that started as phrases I wanted to sing. I stepped into love. Lyric does a good job of describing what happened when I first met Susan. Isn't it sweet to think
sweet.
That yeah. way of somebody you met in 1963? We were both teenagers then, he says. She was new to my very Italian neighborhood in the Bronx. She was a redhead transplant from Vermont. Bam, bang, boom. They didn't know what hit him, probably. Dion added of his collaborator, Billy Gibbons, it's a joy to work with him. There's nobody like him. Blues with Friends. The guest list on this album includes Paul Simon, Jeff Beck, Van Morrison, Stevie Van Zandt, Brian Setzer, Jimmy Vivino, and Bruce Springsteen with Patti Scialfa. I never pronounced her name right.
Scialfa, yeah.
Scialfa?
No, it's just Scialfa,
okay.
Yeah.
Scialfa, yeah. The latter two appearing on the previously released single Hymn to Him, H-Y-M-N to H-I-M. That's what this is, right? Through the clouds, walk with him. Unmistakable, always. It's the both of them have really unmistakable voices. Interesting combination. In the liner notes for Blues with Friends, which is coming out June 5th, Bob Dylan wrote of Dion, quote, Dion knows how to sing, and he knows just the right way to craft these songs, the blues songs. He's got some friends here to help him out. Some true luminaries, but in the end, it's Dion by himself alone, that masterful voice of his that will keep you returning to share these blues songs with him. So what do we think here? They think it's all right.
I like it. It's cool. I mean, I like blues, so any kind of blues derivative I'm down with. And Billy Gibbons is an awesome guitar player, so.
Yeah, yeah. character in his own right.
But I think it's pretty impressive when Bob Dylan writes your liner notes.
Yeah.
So I don't think he does that often.
No, but Dion's been around since the old, my God, I remember the first time I played one of his records in the 60s. So imagine being around that long and still having it. That's even a greater tribute to him. 26 past the hour. Well, speaking of ZZ Top, I don't know, I've always, for whatever the reason, confused Led Zeppelin with ZZ Top.
Oh, that's no, don't me. Even say that out loud. Oh, God.
The original artwork for the cover of Led Zeppelin's 1969 self-titled debut album being auctioned off at Christie's. The sale is going on from the 2nd of June to the 18th of June. Cover designed by George Hardy, based on photographer Sam Shearer's famous 1937 photographs of the Hindenburg disaster. The fetch may be 20, 30 grand. But as
usual, I think it's
going
to go for more than that.
They go, yeah.
Yeah.
Hardy designed the piece.
This is so iconic.
Yep. Well, he was a graduate student at Royal College of Art after his friend, the photographer Stephen Goldblatt, had recommended him to Zeppelin. After rejecting Hardy's first few cover ideas, Jimmy Page suggested he do something with Shear's Hindenburg picture. For his take on the photo, Hardy used tracing paper to recreate the image in a style of drawing used to do looks like small dots. You know, you give it the same feel as a low-resolution newspaper photo. And it used to be that they used to, that people who did lettering, for example, on trucks and buses would do that. They'd make the dots from the original, whatever it was, and then, you know, use the paint to fill in between the lines. Led Zeppelin reportedly paid Hardy $60 for his work, when he uncovered the original tracing years later, it had a note attached to the red George's pension fund. Christie said the historical significance of this album cover can't be understated. So are they selling that he owns the original rights to it then, right? So the money from the auction is going to go to him.
I guess so, yeah.
It sounds like that's the case.
It's one of the most iconic album covers in the history of music, so I can't imagine that it will only go for $30,000.
Yeah. But he also has designed album covers for Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, Wings as well. So there's a lot of history there. That'd be interesting. Yeah, let's watch it. Let's follow it and see what it actually brings when it goes to auction. It's 29 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former CDC Director Tom Frieden saying in an interview that another pandemic's inevitable, and he's amazed that despite the lessons learned from coronavirus, the nation and the world's health systems remain so underprepared.
That's why it's so important that every country in the world invest in public health systems that can find a threat when it first emerges, stop it at the source if possible, and prevent it whenever and wherever possible.
Frieden speaking there to the BBC, President Trump defending his accusations against Democratic governors who he told reporters yesterday seemed to be too slow in moving to reopen their states. Arguments about President Trump's taxes will go before the U.S. Supreme Court today after three House committees subpoenaed his taxes and other financial records and the president's refused to comply. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you gotten your stimulus money from the federal government yet? Here are some things you might want to know from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. People who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son are already facing murder charges for stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with him being fatally shot in February. The two were only arrested after video of the shooting went viral. And United Airlines will now tell passengers ahead of time if their flight is expected to be more than 70% full. This comes after United flight on Saturday left many passengers feeling scared and shocked that every single seat was occupied, making social distancing impossible. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, say that again, Doug. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we are here in hyperdrive on the DGV program. Tori Keelan, Doug Steffen, with Tuesday in our focus. May the 12th, no, I guess I wore that out yesterday, didn't I? I wore it out on the 4th. May the 4th, yes! Once in a while. The folks at Clorox say that their wipes will not be fully stocked in stores until summertime. So if you're out of Clorox wipes, maybe that... So what have we used
since
in
the beginning of
place?
This entire pandemic, I have not had a single Lysol product or a single Clorox wipe. I have not been able to find any disinfectant at all. Not a
did
single
you need it?
One.
What did you use in place?
Yeah.
You created something.
I had to make a bleach and water mixture, but that that disintegrates after 24 hours. So every time that we, you know, we have to make a new bleach mixture every day. And we're disinfecting our door handles, and every time the groceries get delivered, we have to disinfect all the groceries. So it's, you know, it's been a whole thing. Having wipes would be really nice right now, but those are not products that I normally bought. So when I went out to try to find them, they were all gone. So
I left California.
It's taken them that long to get to have them restocked. Well, it won't even be until the summer.
Something else. I wonder where the ingredients all come from. Lysol is something that I had at the house in California, so when I left to drive back here in March, I just took the big canister with me and had it in the car. And it's still here downstairs in the kitchen. And
the wipes
use it,
or the spray?
The wipes. I don't have any spray.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff in the air, that aerosol
stuff.
No, I
don't either.
Because people, you invariably you breathe it, and it's just not good for you. So, you know, the multi-purpose cleaners, the sales of that stuff has gone through the roof. Lever Brothers and all those companies, P&G, they make that stuff. All their stocks are way up. Aerosol disinfectant sales up 385% from the same time last year. Okay, so be creative. How about being a little bit ingenious and do what Vicaria did? The recipes, go online. Find the recipes to find...
Yeah, so I think it's a 9-to-1 ratio, so like one tablespoon of bleach to 9 tablespoons of water, and we just put it in a little plastic spray bottle. But the other thing that I just read, which ours is 100% plastic, like the you have a reusable spray bottle, but you can't use... you shouldn't use a bleach water solution in a spray bottle that has any metal, because apparently that will degrade the level of bleach, too.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And then it'll kind of, like, corrode because, you know, bleach is hydrogen peroxide. So, like, it's the sodium in it that just rots through everything. And so that's also what makes it degrade so quickly. So it's you know, it's like all these things. You live and learn. You know, you read blogs. I read posts all the time about cleaning stuff and how people are not cleaning their steering wheels and the things that people are missing, you know, like don't put your groceries on the counter.
Take for granted. Yeah.
And for women, the dirtiest thing that women carry around, I do not carry one, but anytime you have a purse, that is the dirtiest, most germ-filled thing, and the bottom of your purse is literally like a toilet seat. So women come home, and all women do this. My mom used to do it until I told her to stop. They come home, they walk into the kitchen, they plop the handbag right on top of the kitchen counter. You are literally putting feces on your counter. Because anytime you put your purse down on the floor, well, that's true.
That's true.
And, you know, the other thing is that a lot of people, I always used to tell my husband, take your shoes off, leave them out in the hall. Don't bring the shoes into our apartment. And so now we leave our shoes out there because that's actually been a thing that the coronavirus lives for a long time on the soles of your shoes.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we've changed. And I think a lot of those habits we'll probably keep. We're not going to go nuts disinfecting all of the groceries as, you know, as time goes on. But, you know, the constant washing of the hands, that's really important. The disinfecting of doorbells and your electronics. Your cell phone is filthy. Your sunglasses, that's another thing. The virus is attracted to metal and plastic. So if you're wearing your sunglasses out in public, you should come home and wipe them down with alcohol or wash them with soap and water. These are things that people don't think about, but they're important.
The old expression, cleanliness is next to godliness. One of the things that I think, there's two things for me anyway. Being clean, number one, and two, having a strong immune system, doing everything you can. Those are the two ways I think I've convinced myself that I will stay safe and healthy by being clean. And one of the things that I learned, the whole business, remember early on we talked about why it was so important to spend 20 seconds with hot water and soap? Because the external side of the virus is something that doesn't react well to soap and hot water.
It's a layer of fat.
It melts it down. That fat comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you wash your hands well all the time, and you supplement and eat good food, and you'll be okay. Speaking of, unless you have other conditions that have been around since before this all got started, one of the things that we are finding here, the new world order of restaurants, there are many restaurants who are singing the blues. I guess it could always be worse. Looking around at the numbers from some of the national chains, improvement a little bit this past week over the previous couple of months. So restaurant business around the country was down 47-48% over the same period a year before. And because the margins are so tight in the restaurant business, that's not anything but a recipe for complete disaster.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and you see a lot of these little places because the dining rooms that are I don't go out to eat a lot, but I like to go out to eat. I love to go out with the kids. We have our favorite places in Los Angeles that we like to go. It's fun, and it's a nice, I don't know, there's a, there's a breeze that almost blows. It's like another world, because my world is fast, and I don't eat for anything other than to keep myself from being hungry. I just don't. I don't pay attention to food. The girls are happy to tease me about that, but I've never been a connoisseur. But I know a good restaurant, and I know good food. I just don't participate in it. So it's fun. It's a treat to go to a restaurant, whereas a lot of people go to eat out every night. They never eat at home. They go to restaurants here and there, some expensive, some not so expensive.
That's changed a lot of Americans' habits, too.
Yeah.
You know, even for us, I didn't even realize how often we really were going out to dinner. And we live in like a little... In a little village that has restaurants and stuff, and so it's very easy and convenient. We just walk outside and pick a restaurant. But it's been really, you know, it's been nice to actually be cooking as much as we are, which we should be doing all along. So I don't know if I think maybe those habits might stick around for some people. They've gotten used to saving money. You know, going out to restaurants is expensive, so buying groceries and cooking at home every night, people are saving money. Now, that's not good news for the restaurant industry. But, you know, we've been talking about it on our show here. You know, Denny's has started doing meal kits for the for the whole family.
Smart.
Pizza kits are really big. Some businesses are adapting really well.
And you've seen the surge in Grubhub and Uber Eats and the whatever others.
All the delivery,
One of the things the restaurants are complaining about, Victoria, is the amount of money they have to, in order to survive, they need these food delivery apps, apparently. But because there's a wider range of customers that are coming through with this kind of an operation. But the harsh reality is these people charge a lot of money. I just started using Grubhub for the farm with the ice cream. So that's what woke me up to it. When I look and we're talking to some of the other food delivery apps, because it brings a different clientele in. But the Grubhub fees are like 30% by the time you're all done.
Yeah.
And some of the, I guess, are about the same. So the apps, you'll get 65%, they'll get 35%. That's pretty much, and that's a lot, especially when the margins are tight. So how do you make that up? I don't know the answer to asking the question because I think I'm looking at it myself.
Well, a lot of restaurants are trying to do their own delivery service. So, like, if pizza places already have delivery usually built in.
Yes.
So they're
doing
okay.
That little plastic sign on the top of the car.
Yeah.
The delivery thing, yeah. Right.
Panera has their own delivery service. You'll see, the plastic sign on top of the car. And, you know, so I think some restaurants are trying to figure out how to get around those exorbitant fees because they are, if it's a small restaurant right now that's trying to make it, losing 30% of what you're already losing in business is not going to really make a difference. It's not going to help much.
No.
So, believe me, that's been an argument that a lot of people have been making about those delivery services. They're all.
Okay. So let me go one step further with you on that. These delivery services have the suggestion of tipping, whether it's I'm thinking about it in terms of the delivery to the house, how much more you're going to pay for that. But then there's a place that made me the first couple of 3 years ago, Megan started, we started going on Sunday morning to this restaurant. And I know it's now pretty much the rule, but I'd never seen it before. You stick your card into this facility and it tells you to pick 15, 20, 25% for the tip. It doesn't give you a choice other than that. And I started to think, you know, I don't really want to be shamed into giving more than I feel like I want to give. I think some of this stuff, now the tip business has become very pushy. Showing appreciation for somebody who spends a little extra time or thought considering your needs, the food, if you will. That's cool. Somebody who...
Well, the one thing that bugs me is, like, if you... And I'm not going to just name... Panera is just on the top of my brain right now. But the one thing that bugs me is when you go up to a place like Panera or a bakery or whatever, and the person is there, they take your order, they're not making your food. They're taking your order, and then the food gets made in the back.
Right.
But then they flip the screen around, and it gives you the option to
leave
a tip.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why do I have to tip the person who's already being paid whatever the minimum wage is or whatever the wage is at a place like that? Why do I have to then tip that person on top of it?
do they pool the tips? Is there a pool?
I'm sure they do, but
sharing.
But do we even know that the tips go to the workers?
In some places, I know that owners take the tips themselves.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. I know people that have worked in those places, and they've complained. But I just to go back to this business about whether suggesting tips 15, 20, 25% on the screen or whatever, as you've just suggested.
If it's for a server, then I always tip well to servers.
Yes.
But if it's just the
you're not tipping the server
order.
If you are, is exactly what you just,
right.
you're not tipping that person.
You're tipping a cashier, and
right.
yeah, it just,
it's
I don't
a
know.
Tax. It's yeah. another. It's a tax, basically.
It and does feel very.
Yeah,
and
pushy.
You're right. You feel shamed into it.
Yeah, it's pushy. So anyway, I think, and if I'm by myself, I'm I'm liable to do something differently than if I'm with my daughter or my son. My son is a big tipper because he used to work, you know, he's like everybody else. When he's going to college, he worked at three or four different restaurants, and in the summer he worked at restaurants, and he knows, you know, how hard some of those people work, so he always
yeah.
tips them. He takes.
I was a bartender,
trickle.
I know. I always take care of everybody. I tip very well because
yeah.
if you're in that position, you know how hard it is, and you know how appreciative
tough.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. Let's talk about something that's pleasant, a way for you to save money and really enjoy. I haven't talked about MyPillow for a week or so because I've been busy talking about a lot of other things. But I want to bring our focus back around to the folks at MyPillow. Matter of fact, I'd like you to focus, when you go to MyPillow.com, on the button that says Radio Listener Specials. All right? You want to know what they are right now? You can get only at the Radio Listener Special page using the DJV code. You can buy one. A set of those Giza sheets, you get one free. The BOGO sale. Special items for DJV listeners, the Giza Elegant My Pillow. Very, very cool. So you have Giza Elegance, the sheets, and you have the My Pillow made from that same material. Buy one, get one free. The sheets, the towel sets, the duvet covers, the roll and go anywhere pillow. There's a fabulous array. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special page, use the DJV code, and buy whatever you think you need. Financing is available on all orders over $200, which is really pretty special. So check it all out. Go to MyPillow.com, buy one, get one free on a whole array of things. You'll find them on the Radio Listener Specials page. Don't be distracted by going to some of those other pages that are there. You won't get these deals. Radio Listener Special page, MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A symphonic opening to our overview of what's going on in the world of movies. Chuck Curry not with us today, so it's up to Victoria and me to bring you through some of the important stories regarding movies, DVDs, flicks in general. This is the theme from Mulan. So why is that an important focus, Victoria?
Well, because Disney's new CEO says he is confirming that Mulan will still hold up for its July 2020 release date. It is now scheduled to arrive on July 24th in theaters. And so multiple theater chains are going to be reopening by the end of June, early July. And so Mulan will be the first big action movie that Disney will release. It's the live-action version of the animated film Mulan. And I think I've seen previews of it in theaters, and visually it just looks stunning.
Yeah. It's the story of a young girl who takes the role of a male instead of a female to save the family honor in fighting off whoever the bad guys were in China at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically the story,
yep,
as I recall it. I don't know the woman who's starring. Is she new? There are a lot of the other the old Chinese character actors that you see in every movie or TV show. They're all in this, but the young lady who stars, I've not seen before. I don't know anything about her. Do you?
I don't know if I've seen her before either, but no. Just based on the trailers that I've seen, she is very well cast in the role.
Well, she likes the it's one of those things. I like the expression, the camera likes her, because it is, we were talking about Sophia Bush yesterday and some of the other people who come from that ilk. The camera loves them. There are some people who are like that, men and women, who, you know, remember Cary Grant, George Clooney be an example today. The camera just loves faces like that for whatever the reason. I suppose maybe because they're good looking as much as anything else. But the camera does them a great service. One of the things people are talking about today, Victoria, is a suggestion that AMC Theaters, which is the largest chain in the world, they have 11,000 screens around the globe, may be a takeover target from Amazon. So think about this. As the theater chains, we're just talking about opening up in July, maybe some of the smaller theaters will, you know, it's, how are you going to decide where you sit and all that stuff? They're going to figure that out. But AMC, because it's so big, is the chain that's suffering the most, and they're close to bankruptcy, apparently, no matter what help they get from the government. So they announced that they would not show any more Universal films because of the stupidity of the guy running NBC Universal, suggesting that they would have personal video on demand stuff. They'd have it the same day they opened up their flicks on the movie screen. They'd have it at home. That's a stupid. That is just stupid. However, AMC is the leader, so they can say things like that. But now, apparently, Amazon and AMC are in negotiations. So what would that mean? What does it look like? If Amazon owns AMC, then they can put the stuff that they have been releasing on, you know, only on video, on demand, they can put it in the theaters, which is what I've been saying all along. That's what I want. Yes? Is that how this would work?
Yeah, and what they would probably do is put stuff in theaters and not put it on demand right away. They would make you go to the theater and, you know, and go against what the other guy was saying, everything will be on available all at once. So they wouldn't do that because that just doesn't make sense.
But no, Amazon is shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, but Amazon as a movie studio has actually been producing more and more movies. It's just not all that obvious. The first big one that they had was the one Manchester by the Sea. Remember that movie?
Yes. Yep.
That was their first,
Affleck's
real
kid brother and Michelle Phillips, I think, was in it, if I remember
Michelle
correctly.
Williams, yep.
Williams,
That was the, so that was their first really big studio release, and it went all the way to the Oscars. So they certainly are in the game, and they've been trying to buy other theater chains.
But how much control of all kinds of businesses? My God, these people are buying up everything. And you got to wonder what the landscape's going to look like with, you know, a company like that, as it keeps getting bigger and bigger, it can, okay, so the airlines are going bankrupt. We'll buy an airline, and we'll play all of our movies in the airline.
Yeah. I also think a big part of this is China, because people in China go to the movie theaters, they spend a lot of money. So if Amazon owns those theaters, then they get all that revenue from people going to the theater in China, too.
Yeah, well, the Chinese made no secret of the fact they love American movies. That's one of the transplants. Like, we have become addicted to buying cheap crap from them. They love American movies. And there are a few production companies in China that have gotten involved making American movies. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
That silly movie with Matt Damon. Was that last year or the year before where he played the China guy? And the only reason he did it is because they gave him $25 million to have his name on the marquee. So I say, yeah, okay, I'll do that. You know, that kind of stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this hour of attention to the DJV show. It's now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.